Well, M&T Bank is a foundation partner for us. They've been our single most important financial partner since 2003. So extending it for 10 more years is a big deal for us.
It goes beyond just the naming rights to the stadium. You mentioned some of it during the press conference. I think a lot of people see it throughout town, but the commitment to the community beyond just the financial commitment and the stadium naming rights.
When we were negotiating the original deal in 2003, everyone at the table wanted to make this more than a simple naming rights agreement. We focused a lot on community involvement and what we could do together in this community to make it better. And we've continued that commitment to today, and we will continue it in the future. So having them as a significant charitable partner also works well for us.
Is that commonplace with these naming rights deals across the league?
I honestly don't know. I suspect not, simply because Baltimore is a relatively small market. One of the advantages of a smaller market, NFL teams such as the Ravens can have a bigger platform, can have a bigger impact. M&T Bank, being a large company here in Baltimore, can have that same impact. So together, we can have a much larger impact in Baltimore than you could in a much larger city.
Outside of this naming rights deal, some finality to the legal components of what Ray Rice has been dealing with in New Jersey. Your take on that and what you expect and when you expect to hear from the National Football League?
Well, I think it was good development for Ray. That proceeding is now behind him. I think Ray needs to talk to the media at some point about what happened. And then he will have to go visit with the commissioner, and the commissioner will make a decision based on what happened. And I think we're hopeful the commissioner will look at what Ray has done in the community and what he's meant to this community over the past 6 years and take that into account in whatever discipline the commissioner decides to impose.
Has he met with the league at all on this recently, and will he meet again? Do the Ravens know? Are they involved in this part of this process?
Well, the way the system really works is because Ray did not have a criminal record, the league waits until the criminal proceeding is finished before it does anything. So now the criminal proceeding is finished. Ray will now talk to the league. He is not really, as far as I know, he's not spoken to the league yet. We've spoken to the league, and this is just a normal, the way this is developing is sort of a standard operating procedure for them in cases of this type. So he will have to go visit with the commissioner, but he hasn't done that yet.